Now, if you haven't already gotten around to SER's latest podcast, After Me Too, you definitely should. The last episode is out, and it's as good a time as any to get around it, but especially because we do have a live event coming up for it. To tell us a little bit more, Ollie Henderson is a producer who worked on the podcast, and she joins us in the studio now. Hi, Ollie.
Good morning, Tess.
So Me Too, the After Me Too podcast, it's wrapped up. The last episode's come out. It's been a massive project. What's it been like working on it?
Yeah, it's been really challenging, actually. A lot of the stories that we heard throughout making the episode, you know, some of them were really harrowing. But it's also been incredibly rewarding. Having the opportunity to help these women tell their stories and give it some context.
And we do have a live event coming up.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So our live event is called Truth Telling or Defamation, hashtag Me Too in the Australian context. So Australia has some of the toughest defamation laws in the world. And that means that in these sort of he said, she said scenarios that can occur, the onus really rests on the accuser to back up their claims as true. Which is a lot of pressure, and this, like, truth has to hold up in court. So it can really hinder people going to the media because there's such big pressure. So we're going to discuss this, yeah.
And who have we got on the panel?
Our panellists are Jenna Price, who is a Fairfax columnist and academic at UTS, and she was also featured on the podcast. She is the co-founder of Destroy the Joint, which is an advocacy group for fighting for gender equality. Yeah. We also have Noreen Young, who's a professor in Indigenous policy at the Jimbana Institute of Indigenous Education and Research at UTS as well. She's also the director of the Indigenous Peoples and Work Research and Practice Hub. So it'd be great to have her on board. And Sophie Dawson is the final panellist. She is the partner in the international law firm Bird & Bird and has a wide range of experience in work-related disputes within the media and telecommunications sector. And, of course, Verity Firth will be the moderator, who is also the host of the podcast.
And I was just thinking as well, the title of what you guys have called the live show, Defamation or Truth-Telling, it's very relevant at the moment, obviously, I guess, in a much more United States context with all the Kavanaugh stuff going on at the moment. But how different have you found the movement to be in Australia as opposed to the US?
Well, there are so many parallels, right? Like, I don't think it is hugely different. I think women have been suffering all over the world and, you know, they're two quite comparable Western countries. I think that we haven't had as many high-profile call-outs as there was in the States, probably because of our really strict defamation laws. That's my feeling. But it doesn't mean that the things haven't been happening and that they aren't happening. I think in that regard, it's very similar. But I think, yeah, especially the number of high profile people being called out in the media, I think that is different.
Do you know what you guys are going to be chatting about at the live event, or is it just going to be one of those things that we see where it goes?
I think you guys will have to come along and have a look.
And how can we do that then?
If you head to Eventbrite, so that is event, B-R-I-T-E, you'll find us there, truth-telling or defamation, hashtag me too in the Australian context.
We'll get the link for you up on the podcast. Thanks so much, Ollie.
Thank you.
Ollie Henderson, she's been a producer who's worked on 2SER's latest podcast, After Me Too, Stories of Social Change. There is a live event coming up. As I said, we'll get the link up in the podcast. But if you haven't listened to the podcast, get around it. All the episodes are out now, so you can just binge it in one long go. You don't even have to wait for the episodes to come out.